Welcome to the Genius Zone. This podcast is all about how to unlock your inner genius, from tapping into your inner knowledge and creativity to learning new skills and techniques. Please welcome your host of the Genius Zone and creator of the Inner Genius Profile, Catherine Matiske. This podcast episode is taken from a previous live event.
So, Catherine, I'm excited about this. We're doing another one. Everyone just keeps getting better and better and better. So I'm interested to knowing this, but how on earth are we going to get into connecting mindsets? How does this even work?
Well, it helps you to harness your inner power and unlock your potential. And that's the title of today. And really, Jace, this is about having that connect mindset. What it does is it helps you to identify and access your inner power, which in turn unlocks your potential. Now, by connecting with yourself on a deeper level, you can begin to understand what motivates you, what drives your passion, and where you want to go in life. And when you've got this kind of understanding of yourself, it's much easier to make decisions that are in alignment with your values, your thoughts, and your feelings around a particular area. It also helps you to have a much greater sense of clarity regarding what you can do to achieve your goals. So all in all, this whole idea of a connect mindset really is the key to start unlocking that potential.
How is it that this all came about being able to connect mindsets and unlock your potential?
Well, I wrote the book Unlock Inner Genius, and it's really essential that connect mindset is an essential part of unlocking our inner genius. And so it helps break down barriers and open ourselves up to these new and innovative ideas. And that's really about working in your genius zone. And that's where my work is all about, is the genius quotient. How do we tap into that? And how do we get and activate that genius zone? Now, when we do that, when we take the time to connect with other people, it allows us to tap into these different perspectives. Now, that can provide us with unique solutions and insights that would have never been possible without that collaboration. And so by understanding each other's backgrounds and beliefs, we're able to understand why others think the way they do, which may be crazy to us at this time. Like, you might think, oh my God, that decision that someone made was just off the charts and I would have never made that. But it helps you to understand the way other people think and why they make the decisions the way that they do, which may not be your way. But by understanding this can help us to come up with our own creative solutions to problems that would otherwise remain unsolved. And so this connect mindset is the key, because it encourages us to be way more tolerant of each other, which is incredibly important for us to reach our own full potential. And we can accept and understand one another. And it creates an environment that fosters growth and progress. So ultimately, the connect mindset is a really powerful tool that we can learn. If we don't have it naturally, we can learn it, that allows us to unlock our inner genius by creating those meaningful connections with those people around us.
And it makes total sense. So in what way can we understand those perspectives of others to help us solve problems in our own lives or maybe communities?
I think it's around the understanding other people's perspectives, right? And so It's about understanding and empathizing with other people's perspectives, which may be wildly different to your own. It's those three skills of the listening, empathy, and perspective taking that sort of position you into a place where you can start that conversation. And it's about when, Jace, you said, well, how can it help us solve problems in our own lives or in our business or community? When we understand each other's perspective, we get that deeper understanding of the situation, and we can then go and tactically solve the problem or the issue at hand. So even basic things like learning about different cultural backgrounds can open up way more many solutions that might have ever been considered before. Because as I said before, around the empathy piece, having that connect mindset helps us to empathize more with those who are affected by the problem they're trying to solve. And we can better able to put ourselves in their shoes. And when we do that, the understanding helps us to provide us with those necessary tools then to develop strategies that are effective and inclusive of all those multiple perspectives. When you are developing more creative solutions through that collaboration between groups or people with differing opinions or worldviews, ultimately you get to solve the difficult problems. Because standing in judgment of this is my opinion and that's your opinion and we're not going to come together is a very short run output. By saying we have our different perspectives and we have this connection mindset then brings us together in that zone of empathy, and then we can all use our collective genius, each with our own genius zones, to solve those problems.
That's amazing. So how does this link to the 12 inner genius archetypes then?
So on your profile, when you do your inner genius profile, you come up with your inner genius archetype. It provides a framework for understanding your own perspective on the world and how it can be used effectively to solve problems and work in a really productive way. So it's when you get your inner genius profile report and you see your archetype and your power up, that's all about you. So that really says this represents your way that you see the world with your own unique quality and strengths. And when you recognize those qualities, you can then go ahead and better understand your perspective and learn from your own perspective to then develop those solutions and work in a more productive way. When you then sort of come up for air after that, you go, hang on, what are all the ingenious archetypes of the people that I work with? What's the archetype of my family? Like, who's in my family and which archetypes do they have? Because all of a sudden then, you hit this realization of, holy moly, people are different to me. So now you say, well, okay, I need to now say, what are the perspectives of other people? How do they differ from my own? And where can we see a situation with more clarity and find new ways to approach it together? And that's where that connect mindset really comes in. How do we connect to people who are different to you? And so through this process, we can use the 12 archetypes as an aid in developing effective strategies to consider multiple perspectives. So take, for example, a team. You might have a team, let's say, of 5 people, and chances are the archetypes, the inner genius profile, are very different to all 5 people. So that all of a sudden sorts out probably communication issues that have been happening, connection issues that have been happening. You know, that person's really different to me. I can't work with them. They're struggling, da, 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 da. And all of those, you know, day-to-day struggle, well, it's probably because they have very different frameworks of showing up to the world and they see the world in a different way to you. So this is about saying who's who in the zoo. It could be your work team or it could be family unit. It could be a friend. It could be whoever it is. It's think of it as a team of people with different perspectives. So basically the 12 inner genius archetypes provide us with that tool to help navigate through those differences and help to solve our most complex problems, whether it's communication or whether it's actually getting work done, whatever the problem is, that's what shows up as a result of the inner genius profile.
Wow, Catherine, thank you for sharing that with everybody. And for everybody that's tuning in and listening in, if you're enjoying this, if you're loving this, go ahead and click the share button, reshare the post out that we have for this audio event. I feel like this is only the beginning. We're about to start unloading a lot of juicy information out here. But Catherine, I'm loving this. To me, it really opens up my eyes because it sounds like to me that you could kind of cultivate some sort of connect mindset from this, right? How can someone cultivate that sort of connection mindset?
Well, it's either it comes naturally to you or it doesn't, okay? And so let's work on the premise that it doesn't, and we'll work with that a bit later. But I wrote a piece around the 8 connect mindset anchors. And so you can learn this today. So even if you're listening to this going, oh, I'm really someone that loves to work by myself. I'm just not really, you know, into connecting with other people, that you say to yourself in the quiet moments to yourself, right? Because we always like to show up as being collaborative and fabulous and the team player. But you know what? Some of us just aren't, and that's okay. So what do you do then if you are that collaborative person, that you do have that connect mindset? What can you do instantly to boost that? Or if you're listening to this saying, you know what, that's not really me, what can you do to learn some of those skills so that you can get into the connect mindset? Because that is a mindset that really unlocks a whole lot more, even if you have to learn it from scratch, okay? So here's the 8 anchors. If you've got a piece of paper, write them down. If you need to learn this stuff, then start with the easiest one. And that is number 1, use people's names. Now, using someone's name instantly creates a connection. So I'm talking about starting off an email with someone's name. Like, how easy is that? Like, hi, Jace. Hey, Jace. Or just even Jace, comma, which is the worst option, but that in an email. Or when you are on a call with people or in a meeting or around the dinner table at night, use people's names. How easy is that? Okay. If you're not good at remembering people's names, this will also help you remember their names, because you will not forget them if you're using them over and over. So that's number 1. You can do that today. You can do that tonight. Okay. So number 2, you keep the trust account in credit. Now, the trust account is that invisible connection between you and somebody else, that when you have that connection, what also comes out of that is a trust between the two of you. And if you take withdrawals out of that trust account, so that means you don't do what you say you're going to do, you let people down, you then erode that trust, then that connection starts to dissipate. And we've all got people in our lives that have actually withdrawn and gone into debit in their trust account. What you want to do to keep that connection alive is keep that trust account in credit, okay? Number 3 is focus. Focus on the conversation. And that's what we were talking about before, listening and empathy and perspective taking. If you focus on the conversation, something happens in your brain that's really amazing. Oh, I think it's amazing that your brain doesn't know the difference between real active listening and fake active listening. So what do I mean by that? So in your brain, if you put your body into the active listening position, so that means you have eye contact, you're focused. If you're face to face with someone and you are facing them, and you're making the nonverbal behaviors of listening, like nodding and whatever, if you're doing that, your brain will actively listen. It can't not listen because your body is in the listening position. So even if you really dislike someone, even if someone is giving you the irrits and going, but that metaphorical, I can't handle this anymore. If you just put your body into the listening position, your brain listens. Okay. You can't not listen. That's how it works. So focus, that number 3, just focus on the conversation. It will also reduce your emotional feeling about it if the conversation is heated, but also if the conversation is positive, which hopefully your conversations are mostly positive, then your focus will help you to listen and build that connection more. Okay. So that's number 3. Number 4. Is to start small. There's a magic question that I use at the beginning of every call, at the beginning of every conversation, and it's the most underrated question in the entire English language. Want to know what it is?
Oh, absolutely.
It's the question, how are you? Now, I play a game, and if any of my clients are on the call, I'm now revealing to you what I'm doing. I play a game with my clients at the beginning of every call. So I'm in Australia. So that my clients are in mainly in the US and in Europe. So I spend a lot of my life on Zoom. And I start it with the question, how are you? And I just don't go, oh, hi, Sally, how are you? And then the answer is fine. I say, so Sally, how are you? And see, you hear the difference in my tone. Sally, whoever I'm talking to, now answers me, how am I? Now, the game that I play is how many people ask me, how am I? Very rarely, okay? So that's my little game. But I ask that question, how are you? Because people tell me their entire life story, okay? That connection is so important for me at the beginning of every call. How are you? And even if you are talking to a family member, how are you? If you're talking to a colleague, how are you? A team member, how are you? Or how are you going? How are you doing? And not project-based, not specific, anything, but that big open question builds that connection, okay? So easy, and you can do that like in your next conversation. I'm talking about these little mini steps to build connection. I'm not talking about life-changing stuff. This is the mini little tiny steps, okay? Okay, that's the first four. Use names, keep the trust account in credit, focus, and start small. Ask, how are you? Number five, be appreciative, like genuine appreciation. If someone does something for you, with you, in kind, be appreciative. Take the time, write an email. Remember when we got physical thank you cards? Like, what an amazing concept that is. Being appreciative, even just saying, I really appreciate what you did. It doesn't have to be gushy. It doesn't have to be over the top. It doesn't have to be a love fest. It's just being appreciative. Okay. Should we keep going, James? Three more to go.
Let's go.
Six, maintain eye contact. Now, this is part of this focus thing. Maintaining eye contact is so important. Not in a scary way, not in a seductive way. That's a different type of eye contact, okay? But just maintaining that eye contact, all right? So just making sure that even if you have a completely differing view to someone, maintain that eye contact. Now, I'm talking about face-to-face, but I'm also talking about Zoom, those meetings in teams. Have your camera on as the number one key to connection. And when you're having a conversation with someone, look into the camera as much as possible. Now, I work with some clients who say, you know what, Catherine, I see you on Zoom more than I do any of my other team members because we don't have a camera on culture. It's like, well, you start the camera on culture. Here's how we do it. If we have a meeting and people show up to the meeting or I'm training or something, the standard line is, hey, Mel, we can hear you, but we can't see you, which means, Mel, turn your camera on, okay? Or, hey, Jace, we can hear you, but we can't see you, which means, Jace, turn your camera on. And I don't talk to people until they've got their camera on or they've made some sort of excuse to turn it off. And even if they say, oh, I haven't done my hair or I'm not camera ready, I say, I don't care about your hair or your makeup. Oh, I want to just see you. So you don't have to be ready. Let's just see. You're coming into a meeting. And I always think of, you know, meetings in a meeting room. You don't walk in with a brown paper bag over your head saying, oh, I haven't done my hair or makeup. So you don't walk into a meeting with, you know, no facial expression. That's how meetings work. So maintaining that eye contact is really important. Second to last one, number seven, crush grumpy. No one wants to connect with you if you are a grump, okay? If you are miserable, whining, complaining, no one wants to connect with you, okay? Crush the grumpy. Show up ready for action with that connect mindset, being collaborative, even if that's not who you naturally are. Crush the grumpy. Leave all of that stuff away. And I get it that we all have bad days. I get it that people have stresses and strains and frustrations and anxiety and mental health issues. I get all of that. But when you are showing up in a professional environment, crush the whining, crush the complaining, crush the grumpy, okay? Just don't do it. Just leave that for another time and just building this connect mindset. Last one is offer a compliment. Now, I'm talking about a genuine compliment. Like, the way you did that report was fantastic. I love the way you formatted that PowerPoint slide deck. Wow, those graphs look fabulous. Or that email that you wrote as that communication was spot on. They're much better compliment than the, wow, that's a great sweater that you're wearing. Okay. That's still a compliment, but try and move from the low ranking compliments. That's a great sweater or a great lipstick that you're wearing, which is lovely to hear, through to the more richer, deeper compliments, complimenting people about their work. If you're dealing with teenagers, compliment them about the way they showed up for their maths exam or whatever it was, right? Offering those genuine, rich compliments really goes a long way in that connect mindset. So there's our eight, Jace. Let me go through it again. Number one, use name. Number two, keep the trust account in credit. Number three, focus. Number four, start small. Ask, how are you? Great question. How are you? Number five, be appreciative. Number six, maintain eye contact. Number seven, and I just had a private note from Queenie in chat saying she loves the crush grumpy. So that's it for you, Queenie. Everyone else get on board with the crush grumpy. And if you like the crush grumpy, put a thumbs up into your reactions. And number eight is offer a compliment. Okay. So Kristen, you're crushing the grumpy as well, which is fantastic. And a few others as well. All right, so Jace, there's my eight. All right, you can all do these today, tomorrow. Don't leave them for a week. Start them today.
This is going to be a lot of fun next time I'm talking to someone, paying attention to all these eight great tips you just provided everyone with. Well, with that being said, we have all these eight, right? So now, do you notice sometimes it takes others longer than others to be able to implement all these eight connect mindsets? Does it normally happen, you know, instantly, or is there a learning curve around this?
You can really learn these instantly, but let me talk about that to the inner genius profiles. Now, the connect mindset is really, really important, okay? Because in today's world, full of division as we are, it's essential that we as leaders within our own communities take the time to come together and build meaningful relationships with those people around us, because that's what helps break down barriers between different cultures and different perspectives and creates that sense of unity. But if I talk about my own inner genius archetype, my profile is the futurist with an independent power-up. The futurist profile is all about vision, dreaming up new ideas, really about brainstorming, coming up with the future, all of those ideas around being the futurist. That's my archetype. The power up, which is my accelerator of how I get work done really productively, is independent. So for me, when the heat is on, I do my best work alone. Now, that seems crazy to a lot of people and unusual, given that I talk for a living, right? I train large corporates all around the world. I'm very collaborative within my work. I'm out there. I'm extroverted and so on. And yet, where I do my best work is alone. So this is counterintuitive to the connect mindset. So if we look at profiles like the decryptor, the narrator, the catalyst, and anyone with a collaborative power up in their profile, they are much more natural at the connect mindset than me. So I've had to really work on this. And in my professional life, though, I concentrate really heavily on seeking different perspectives and brainstorming together, which I'm all about the brainstorming, coming up with ideas, but I do it deliberately with other people and working side by side. So even though I've got team members with the inner genius profile of Connect, which is the decryptor, narrator, catalyst, for those of you that have done your profile, and those with the collaborative power up, my team boosts the balance for me. Now, what do I mean by that? If I look at my team map of the people that work in my team, what I'm looking for is a balance of people across all 12 archetypes. That's how I see the most effective way of working. And the connect mindset is very prevalent with 3 out of the 12 archetypes and anyone with the collaborative power up. So what I'm looking for is that my team, with working on that connect mindset and ensuring my team is working on that connect mindset, has been an integral part of my life. Because what I do not bring to the table naturally, they do. So I believe that that's a valuable tool for anyone to have, any leader to have, especially in this modern divisive world in which we're living. So it encourages us to be way more understanding, way more compassionate with each other, and it builds bridges between people regardless of their backgrounds or beliefs. So this connect mindset allows us to create the meaningful relationships with one another, even if we don't have it naturally, like me. So I can develop the skills, and I just gave you 8 tips that will get you on your way to developing that connect mindset, upping your skills in listening, upping your skills in empathy, upping your skills in focusing on other people. That's all skills that can be learnt. It certainly helps if you come to the table with that on board already. And if you come with one of those 3 archetypes that are in that connect processing power of the genius profiles, it's a home run. You don't even have to think about it, right? Because you do it so naturally. But for the other 9 archetypes, 75% of the people do not find that as natural. So for 75% of the people, the 9 other archetypes, of which I'm one, means that we have to learn those skills. And we learn them over time, but there's some things that we can all do to really up the game every conversation, every time we have a meeting, every time we're on one of those Zoom calls, every time we send an email. One line at the beginning of the email to hook someone in on their wavelength starts that email in the connect mindset. So it's a skill, Jace, that can be learned. However, if you happen to be one of those 3 archetypes, you've got it on board already. It's a high run, easy peasy. So yeah, I think it's so meaningful and so important to build these stronger relationships. Yeah.
Yeah, no, 100% agree with you.
You know, it takes 5 minutes. Get a piece of paper, get out your journal or whatever. Write down, even people who are important in your life, not necessarily your team, but your family. Write down each of your family member names and draw a little brain or a dot if you can't draw a brain. Do a dot and then put a spectrum. Where are they horizontally along that spectrum? And what can you do today, this week, next month, to bring that brain closer and build that connect mindset? How can you actually do that? And you know what? It's probably not that hard. And just by using those 8 tips even today, use them on your family, use them on your friends, use them on the people that are important to you in your life, and bring those brains together. That's where living is all about, because you all then show up with your own genius zone. And when you get those different points of views and they're connected, wow, the possibility, because that's synergy. That's synergy where the result is greater than some of the parts. So when you bring a group of people together, when they're all working in their genius zones, all doing what they do the best, okay? And then they're connected together, like all those brains are connected, overlapping, stacked on top of each other. Oh my goodness. That is where you get the productivity explosion. Because no one is doing something that is not them. No one's expected to change. There is no demand in the inner genius profile for people to change. Nothing. Why would I expect, as the creator of the profile, for anyone to change? Every other profile on the market expects you to change. And I thought, that's insane. Like, that's crazy. I don't want to do that. What I want to do is just let people be the best version of their authentic self and show up as the best version of them. Let's keep people in their lane where they're doing their best work. Let's maximize that instead of saying, you've got to change who you are. Too hard, right? That's where we bring those people together, overlap them, you know, those brains in that image in your own mind, overlapping, stacking all those brains in place, whether it's your family, whether it's your group of friends, whether it's your colleagues, whether it's your sidekick gig that you've got going on, whatever you've got going on, how can you get that connection and how can you get into that genius zone together?
Wow. Now you got me excited for my next family gathering. I got two this week.
Look out. You'll go in with your piece of paper, Jace, and say, right, you know, you're on the outer end of the spectrum. Let's connect.
I'm going to be looking at my phone at my notes and I'm going to be like, all right, let's figure this out. One family member at a time.
One family member at a time. Exactly. If you want to find out more, if you go to the GQ playbook, which is on LinkedIn, just go onto that. That's in LinkedIn newsletter. I write to that each week. Also, just send me a chat in LinkedIn if you want to have a coffee and I'll just have a coffee with you on Zoom and let's just keep talking.
There you have it, everybody. Connect with her if you want to have a coffee chat. I look forward to seeing everybody next week. Let's go ahead and talk about influence. I'm already getting excited about this and getting back to everybody here, how that family gathering went.
Thanks, Jace. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everybody. Take care.
Thanks for listening to The Genius Zone. If you like what you heard today, leave us a comment or review. Make sure to subscribe to our channel and don't forget to follow Catherine on social media. Be sure to join us again soon in The Genius Zone.